Okay, we are picking up from the Gemara on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We are 6 lines from the top of the words of Man Desharia. Our learning is once again sponsored Lo Ile Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov. We're in a little bit of in the middle of the sugya, so we'll give a little bit of Hagdama, what we were discussing. The Gemara had a question of by Rabbi Mar Chama whether or not when a person makes a neder, does he have in mind the current state of the object? Or is it, does he have in mind that it's really the earlier state of the object, and therefore it would have nafkamina as if the current state is something which is usher, which is mutter, which is davar anad or not? We went back and forth about bringing rayas. That was all of yubezim and beis. That what we were discussing last time. So the Gemara suggested on the topic of Gimel Aleph, maybe over here is actually a machlokas tanaim, because we had a machlokas with regards to bechor, with machlokas Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to bechor, if a person says harei alaike bechor, is that a valid neder or not? So the Gemara had a question of what we were discussing. The Gemara says, l'chora, we're talking about a case where the Bechor is in front of us, and the question is it was before us, and you say Kazeh, and the question is whether or not that is going to be, are we going back to the original state of Bechor, and therefore is going to be Aser, because he's, and therefore it's a valid neder, and that would be the Shita of Rabbi Yaakov, or as Rabbi Yehuda said, it's Mutter, because he's holding that we're going with the current state of the Bechor, and therefore it doesn't mean anything, and it's not going to be a problem, to which the Gemara says, no, everybody agrees that we're talking about Lifnei Zri Kasdamim, and the question of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov is a different question totally, is whether or not something which is a halacha of a Bechor is Bechlal considered Davar HaNador. We mentioned that when it comes to the Lashon of Hatfasa, when you're making a neder by association, it needs to be something which is something which can be nador, something which you can, like a korban, which you can make yourself a korban, but not something which is inherently hasr. We're going to see in the Mishnah, like in the Hemshech and in Gimel Beis, like if a person and makes a neder like something that should be like chazer to him, that's not a neder, because that's not lashon of a, that's not hatfasa. Hatfasa does not work on that, because the association of a chazer is something which is inherently hasr. So the question over here is bechor inherently hasr, because when it comes to bechor is something which is kedusha merechem, so you're not allowed to have enough in it, but at the end of the day, you have to declare it. So that was the machlokas over here. So now the Gemara discusses Aman Deshari. That's what we're holding, 6 lines from the top. When it comes to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's permitted with when it comes to atfasa by bechor, so what does he do with the lashon of Lashem? Because again, we quoted that when the Asr says Lashem was l'rabos davar Asr, that even it comes to include specifically a bechor to saying that that's like a davar noder, even though again it's kadosh merechem. So we have a riboy, we have an extra lashon over here of Lashem. So what is Rabbi Yehuda going to do with this extra lashon? So the Gemara says mebay le matbis bechatas va'asham. He requires it to include someone who does hatfasa, so by association, when it comes to chatas as an asham, and that would be a valid neder. If a person says that let this be like a chatas or let this be like an asham, that is effective. Now, I would have thought that maybe a chatas and an asham is coming for a kapara, a person does an avera, then he needs a chatas or an asham, so that might be considered something which is considered something which is a chiyuv on him, and not which is called davar hanoder, so kamash malan, that you need a source to tell you that it is a valid hadfasa, and therefore it is going to be a valid neder. And that's where Rabbi Yehuda learns that when it comes to if you make it, say this is like a chatas, this is an asham, that's going to be a valid neder, whereas you say this is like a bechor, that is not a valid neder, because a bechor is kadosh merechem. So the Gemara asks, in das Rabbi Yehuda, umara isal rab chatas v'ashem lohotzias abechor. The Gemara will often do that. We have a riboy of Lashem. So within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, we had either 2 ways to learn it. Can it include a Bechor? That was what Rabbi Yaakov wanted to say. Or could it include a different halacha, which is Chatas and Asham. So Rabbi Yehuda says it's coming to include Chatas and Asham. So the Gemara is wondering, why Rabbi Yehuda? Why are you assuming that it's coming to include a Chatas and an Asham as opposed to a din of a Bechor? So the Gemara says, because Mar Ba'ani Chatas and Asham, Rabbi Yehuda will say that I'm going to say that Chatas and Asham is more likely to be included Shumat Bis Beneder. Since in any of these cases, the designation of the animal they're discussing is done b'neder. Even though someone is obligated to bring a chatas asham because he did an avera b'shogeg, or did asham ilah, did me'ilah, whatever he did, and he has to bring it, you still need to designate it and make it kadosh. It's not automatically kadosh, as opposed to, meaning, and you need the designation. Without it, it's not going to be a korban at all. As opposed to matzi anis b'chor, when it comes to b'chor, I'm going to exclude that case because shu kadosh me'ima, we know that kadosh is kadosh merechem, it's kadosh right away, and therefore you have a mitzvah to make it. To announce it, but all you're doing is announcing it. You're not changing its status. At the end of the day, it was kadosh beforehand, and since your designation is automatic, the bechor is removed is more removed than the case of Achatas and Asham, and therefore it's going to be more understandable to assume that Achatas and Asham you can say Hatfasa will work on by association, whereas Hatfasa will not work, association will not work with the Alacha of a Bechor. Okay, so now the Gemara clarified Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara asks, Manda Asher, but according to Rabbi Yaakov, who says that we do say Hatfasa works on a Bechor, so what's he going to respond? Bechor Nabi Matbisa Beneder, a Bechor also can be Matbisa Beneder. How? Desani, we learn in a Braisa, Mishum Rabbi Amu, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, from where do we say that someone who has a bechor, meaning part of his flock, he has a bechor, and it's a mitzvah for him to make it kadosh, verbally expressing that he's making it kadosh, the pasuk says, hazachar taktish. It says that the male, you should make kadosh. According to Rabbi Yaakov, the fact that the owner has to actually verbally announce that it's kadosh, again, even though inherently it has the kedusha, but still, since you have to actively say that, that is going to make telling us that is going to be substantive enough to say that it's going to be like your it's a davar anoder, and therefore it's going to be something which hatfasa works for. Uman deshari. So as Rabbi Yehuda is going to respond, ki lo makdish le, mi lo makadish. But at the end of the day, if I don't make it kadosh, at the end of the day, it has full kedusha. You're over an iser by using it for your own purposes. So therefore, bechor is not considered davar anoder. So they're basically arguing as to the extent, the fact that you have to be makdish it. Is it something which is therefore considered a davar anoder, or is the fact that the makdish it just a nice thing, but at the end of the day, it's not considered a davar anoder? That be'etzim is the way we're explaining the machlokas between Yaakov and Rabbi Yehuda, and basically we just spent the whole daf, the last daf and the first half of the Amud Tereinu Gimel was discussing how basically we don't have a raya for anything Rami Bar Chama's question, and therefore we don't have the Rami Bar Chama's question is left unanswered, and that's the Shaila in the Rishonim. How exactly do we paskin when it comes to that? So the Rambam seems to hold this in Gemara Nazir that we do paskin that we go after the current state, not after the previous state, but we're going after the current state of the item that we're discussing. That's a big Shaila in the Rishonim. Okay, now the Mishnah also told us ki imra, kedarim, other examples of atfasa. If you say this is going to be like a lamb or like a dirim, is a different enclosures that we had like right like the eishim and right like the mizbeach, like the hecha, like Yerushalayim. All these cases are going to be considered hadfasa and is going to be valid. So the Gemara says Tana, we learn in a brisa, imra le imra ki imra. If someone says a lamb or le imra to a lamb or ki imra like a lamb. In all of these examples, if he finishes off shani olchalach, that which I eat of yours, the Bais is telling us in that case the person is going to have neder which is effective because you have atfasa which is clearly saying like something which is clearly meant like a korban, and that would be the halacha. So the Bais over here seems to Lechora disagree with our Mishnah because it's extending the list, which is only said ki imra, and now we're adding in the braisa over here we have le imra and also imra. So this braisa seems to be extending the din of the Mishnah and seems to be arguing on it. Dirim, ladirim, kadirim, also again including enclosures to the enclosures or like the enclosures, whereas our Mishnah only says kadirim. And eitzim, la eitzim, kaitzim, again extending all these cases like the wood or the wood literally to the wood or like the wood. Ishim leishim keishim, like the fires, to the fires, or like the fires. Mizbeach, la mizbeach, or ka mizbeach. You say to mizbeach, the mizbeach, or to the mizbeach, or like the mizbeach. Heichal leichal keheichal, heichal leichal, or like the heichal. Yushalayim, le Yushalayim, or kirushalayim. Kulan sha'ochalach. In all these examples, you say that which I eat of yours, and then it's going to be the halacha asr, that you're going to be forbidden to eat your friend's food, and it's a valid neder. Lo ochalach, however, if you include that which I shall not eat of yours, he says, meaning ki imra shelo ochalach, for example, then mutter. That would not be a valid neder. Why not? Because it seems to be understood that which I don't eat of yours is like a lamb, meaning that implies that which I do eat of yours is not like is not going to be like an imra and not going to be like a lamb, and therefore it's going to be permitted. That's how the Mefarash explains it. The Gemara is going to discuss it a little more, but that's what in the Havamina where the Gemara seems to be holding right now. So the Gemara wants to analyze the Brisa. It says the Gemara now, man shamina le de lo shani le imra ki imra. Which shita and which tane is going to hold this halacha that we don't make any, there's no halachic difference if you say if it's a lamb, to a lamb, or like a lamb, they're all going to be an effective neder. So the Gemara points out this must be the shita of Rav Meir. Now we don't say explicitly Rav Meir, but the Stam Mishnah, which is arguing Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to see, is going to be lachora understood that it is Rav Meir. And therefore we assume that Rabbi Meir is going to be the one who's disagreeing with shita's Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the Stam Mishnah over here, the Stam Mishnah Lehemshech is going to be the Shita of Rav Meir. So the Gemara points out, Be'ema Sefer, the Braisa says later that, Ve'kulan lo'ochalach mutar. If in all these cases the person says, I'm not going to eat of yours, it's going to be permitted to eat his friend's food. L'chora, this also is the Shita of Rav Meir, because the ratio is Rav Meir. So the Gemara asks though, that, Ve'hatanan, but this L'chora is difficult B'shitas Rav Meir, because if we say, L'korban lo'ochalach, if a person says, L'korban, I'm not going to eat of yours, Rabbi Meir, oh, Rabbi Meir, as it is a valid neder. And again, in the Seifa, it seemed to say that Kulan Lo Chalach is going to be Mutter, so we have a Stira. Then Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says, Nasa Kilmer, because the person who's making the Neder is treated as though he said, L'Korban Yehe L'Pichach Lo Chalach. That what I'm gonna, like a korban, is the food that you are giving me. So therefore he's saying that I am going to not be eating it. It's interpreted as that this is like a korban, and therefore it's going to be usher. And therefore we're treating it as something which is going to be a valid neder. So we see though, Rameir Lech Ora tells us that it is a valid neder. Whereas the Braisa says that B'das Rameir, if you say, lo ochalach, that it's gonna be like it's not gonna be eaten by you, and which means it's really mutter, and therefore it's not a neder. So which is it? So what's going on with Rameir? So the Gemara says, no, lo kasha, there's not a stira between shitas Rameir. Ha, in the case of the Braisa, we're talking about the Amar, lo, really should say imra, where the person says not a lamb. If you say not a lamb, so the Braisa is telling us, basically, that we're saying, lo imra, lo ochalacha, that not a lamb, I should not eat of yours. Meaning, so therefore, you can't understand it as meaning to a lamb, and therefore it's definitely meaning that it's going to be fine. Ha, we're in the case where, and therefore it's not a valid neder. When the case of the Mishnah that we quoted, B'dasar Meir, the Amar Le'imra, where a person says, to a lamb. If a person says le'imra, to a lamb, so that can be understood as to a lamb, and then lo'ochalach is going to say, I not eat of yours, is effective neder, because it's saying le'imra lo'ochalach, to a lamb, I should not eat of yours, is to meaning that like a lamb, should your food be to me. That's how we could understand it. We could twist it to understand it like that, and Rav Meir is going to hold stam nedarim lahachmir, and therefore the second case, Rav Meir is going to hold that it is a valid neder. So that is the din over here, that really, is there any way to reinterpret what the person said? In the first case, there wasn't, and that's why Rav Meir and the Braisa was going to be Mako, whereas in the second case, Ravi Meir was understanding that if you say lo imra, that's shochalach, then his neder is going to be worthless, because basically you're saying it should be permitted, it should be permitted, and then it's not going to be a shaila. Whereas you say le imra, you can understand it to me that it's going to be effective, because maybe that means that where a person says le imra to a lamb, whereas you can understanding it to be like a lamb, that it's really usher to you, and that is the difference between these two cases, and that's how we're understanding the chilak between the shita of Shitas Rabbi Meir. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, Korban, Oyla, Mincha, Chatas, Toida, Shlamim, Sha'ani, Oichalach. That if I eat of that which is yours, Aser, that's going to be Aser to eat your friend's food. This is going to be again like Hatfasa. Rabbi Yehuda says that this is going to be Mutter, because Rabbi Yehuda says you don't say ka'ola, ka'chatas, ka'mincha, that's not going to be enough of a lashon of explicitly stating that, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda is going to understand that this is not a valid, korban. Valid neder, rather. So ha-korban, ka-korban, and kor-korban, if you say the korban, like a korban, or korban shol chalach, that which ate of yours, aser, it's going to be aser, because you're using those lashonos, that can be understood as the food should be treated as a korban. Again, this is again Shitas Rameir, the Gemara is going to point out. The previous case already taught us that this should be effective levi Shitas Rameir. Why are you repeating it? Because it's telling you that it's going to be effective only if you say she'ochalach, that which I eat of yours. So therefore, the Mishnah is telling us that all of these are going to be effective only if you say she'ochalach, but if you end up lo'ochalach, then it's going to be not valid, even b'shitas Rav Meir, as we just saw above, that is going to be the shita of Rav Meir. So the Gemara says, in all these cases, that would be aser lekorban lo chalach. If a person says lekorban, I should not eat of yours, Rabbi Meir oser. In that example, Rabbi Meir also says it's aser. The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Meir understands la korban to teaching you that you're saying like a korban it should be, and therefore I should not eat anything of yours. Rabbi Meir is going to hold that therefore is also going to be the kavana of the statement, and therefore going to be understood that it's aser. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to analyze the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Nakutani, ha korban, kikorban, kikorban shol chalacha. The Mishnah teaches us in these examples where you say ha korban or ka korban or that which I eat of yours is going to be answer. That the Gemara says stam atana to recur me. The stam atana over here is the sheet of Rameir. Delo shanele bin imr lemirak, who doesn't distinguish when you say the declaration of a lamb or to a lamb. Both of them are going to be considered effective nedarim, and therefore that lechora is following the shita of of Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara asks, Rabbi Meir, but wait a second, if our mission is really following Rabbi Meir, so then that which we say, Hadiktani, HaKorban, Sho'icha Lecha Asur, so that which Rabbi Meir says, that Yiloshan of HaKorban, that which I eat of yours is going to be Asur, Lechora, there's a problem, Vatana the Braisa teaches us, Modim Chacham the Rabbi Meir, the Chacham, which we're presuming, assuming is a Stam Mishnah, which is therefore Shitas Rabbi Meir, seems to agree with Rabbi Yehuda when you say, Be'omer HaKorban, the case says, HaKorban, VeHa'ola, VeHamincha, VeHachatas, Sho'icha Lecha, all these examples, that they would agree, Shemutah that is going to be permitted and not be a valid neder, shelo neder ze ela b'chaye korban, because the person is only making a neder by the life of the korban. The person did not make a neder associating the food with a korban itself, but rather he's just saying by the life of the korban, and therefore it's not going to be an invalid thing, because lechora the shvua by a korban is not going to be something which is effective. So lechora this is against the Mishnah, which teaches us that one who says ha korban is going to be usher to eat the food. That's what the mefarish read. The chiyamar ha korban shochalach mashma keman damar chaya korban shochalach. Well, klomamar, that's not saying anything when you say like it's like the chaya korban. So turning on to the next amud, says the Gemara now on Yud Gimel Amud Beis, lo kasha. There is not a stira between the two answers. Ha de amar ha korban. This lechora the teaching of the Braisa, which says the noder is saying ha korban in two words, v'ha damar ha korban with the hey, meaning did you divide it to do ha korban and ha korban? So in one word. So in the last case, Rabbi Meir is telling us it's a valid neder because he understands the person is saying the food should have the halachic dinim of a korban. However, in the first case, Rabbi Meir is not considering it as a valid neder. Why not? Me'tama, because chaya korban, that clearly is saying, is like the life of the korban. When you say it in two words, ha korban, that's going to be understood, behold, this is a korban. So that is not going to be affected because you're talking about the chaya of the korban. However, when one's saying ha korban, that does not have the lashon of behold, and therefore it's assumed as a neder with a tfasa through a korban. And that why is we're able to make the chilek. That is what the difference is, b'shitas Rabbi Meir. So now the Gemara continues, Katani, we learn in the Mishnah, L'korban lo ochalach Rabbi Meir oyser. That if a person says L'korban, I should not eat of yours, Rabbi Meir says it's usher for him to eat his friend's food. So the reason seems to be la korban and not tu korban, and lechor the noder is not a korban is not going to be valid. So lechor the Gemara asks the vahal leis Rabbi Meir michlal avashutamehen. That the reason we're able to understand this is because this implied that which I do eat of yours should be considered a korban, and so the person who's making the neder is through the negative statement is going to be valid according to Rabbi Meir, but the Rabbi Meir doesn't hold of michlal avashutamehen by korbanos. That for the implication of the negative, we could learn what he meant in the positive form. Since la korban I should not eat of yours is lechor just a negative statement, which is implying that maybe there, if there would be a korban, then it would be that way. Lechora, it's invoking the lacha of michla lavash etameh. And for the implication of the negative, I could learn what the positive would have been. And lechora, that is not the shita of Rabbi Meir. That's not a valid neder according to shitas Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba says to this that nasa keomer. It's like the person said. L'korban yelapicha lochalach. Not in the negative, but rather to a korban is going to be the food that I eat of yours. It's not in the negative. It's not from the negative. We learn the positive. Rather, in the positive, he's saying that this should be like a korban, the food that I'm eating of yours. And that is why this neder is valid. Lefi shitas Rabbi Meir. Okay, we're up to the last mission in the parak. The mission says, Omer l'chavero, someone who says to his friend, konem pi medaber imach, that my mouth should be konem, should be us. We saw konem as a kina for the neder, from speaking with you, yadio osimach, or my hand from working with you. And reading to your benefit, for you, meaning ragli malachasimach, my feet for working for helping you. Usher, the person is going to be usher. Those are a valid neder that the Gemara is going to discuss how this actually works. So Gemara says now, so urmina, but wait, lachor, we have a problem over here because the din is chomer mishvuas minedarim. The Mishnah tells us that we know that there are certain times where shvua is more chomer than a neder, and sometimes where a nedarim is more chomer than shvuas. So we're going to get into one of the classic nafkamina between a neder and a shvua. So again, we've mentioned this a few times. A neder be'etzim is something which is nisr cheftza. It's on the item. So a person is swearing that the table in front of him is aser. So the table becomes aser. Whereas a person swearing on himself that they shouldn't have benefit from the table, so that is a lashon of a shvua that he himself is usher to the table. And we pointed out there's going to be nafkaminas, which right now is going to be fleshed out by this Mishnah. So says the Mishnah, chomer b'nedarim, that why is nedarim more machmer? Nedarim chalem mitzukir vishus. If a person makes a certain item usher to him, a person can usher that tefillin in front of him and iser neder. We said that tefillin, he says that I'm making that tefillin usher to me. So his neder would be chal. That would make it be chal because it's on the iser chefta. You've made that tefillin usher to you. However, if a person asers the tefillin on himself, all tefillin, so then the halacha is any tefillin for that matter, then you don't have the right to aser tefillin to yourself because you're now making a shvua on yourself, on the gavra, and you don't have a right to make a shvua against the Torah to do something which the Torah tells you did not, meaning that there's a mitzvah to put on tefillin this morning, and you're not doing it, so you don't have a right to make that. Make that shvua. So again, a neder is chal on a mitzvah. So you can't asher this particular because it's rechefsa. Only this particular tefillin is asher to you. You can have Reuven's, Shimon's tefillin, someone else's tefillin, even if nobody's around. This halacha still works because it's on a isher chefsa be'etzem, as opposed to masha'en kir b'shvuas, which is not the halacha with regards to a shvua. Because if you make a neder a shvua not to put on tefillin, the halacha is that we saw before that the shvua is not chal whatsoever. The chomer b'shvuas, and in some cases where a shvua is more machmir. Why? Because shvua is chal davar she'en yishvamamish. This also is going to be a nafkamina. The other way, the person can to asher himself b'shvua from sleeping because that is something which is on himself. It doesn't have to be be'ain, it doesn't have to be something which is tangible. And the lacha of a shvua, it doesn't have to go work on something which is tangible. It could go on sleep. V'she'en b'mam is something which is, again, is not tangible. Masha'en ke medarim, whereas nedarim is going to be something which is not effective on something which is not tangible. So you can't make a neder on speech, on working or walking. So that's the shayla based on the Mishnah, though. The Mishnah said explicitly, konen pi'am adaber mech my mouth from speaking with you, which is on speech. You're asking speech to. You're asking working for. You're asking walking. Those are all not things that are tangible. So says the Gemara, no, really, Amar of Yehuda. Be'omer, the neder is going to be chal when the noder says, ye aser pi l'diburo, that my mouth should be aser from speaking to you, meaning, so therefore, yadin l'asim, my hands from working for you, ragli luchan, and my feet are going to be aser from walking with you. All of these nadarim are going to be chal because they are talking about something which is tangible, meaning the person's mouth, your hands, and your feet. You're asering those things on yourself, meaning those things are what the neder is chal, the mechanism which the neder is chal, and therefore you've asered yourself in giving benefit to your friend, and that would be a valid neder because it's not going on something which is be'etzem, something which is not tangible. That's how we're understanding that. So the Gemara's Daikonami, we can also bring a diuk. But this is really what the Mishnah says. Diktani pi hamedaber imach. For it says, the halacha is my mouth from speaking with you, or my hand from working with you, my foot from walking with you. Veloktani sha'ani medaber imach. And it doesn't teach us the halacha that he simply says from konem, my speaking with you, or my working with you, or my walking with you. Since the lachor, it mentions lachor, the mouth, the hands and the feet, we're allowed to infer, we're allowed to make the diuk from here that it means specifically the neder is going to be chal on these items, which is something which is tangible, and therefore the neder would be chal. And with that, we finish. I just want to point out, the Ran actually says that when it comes to a neder that we mentioned, even if there's something which is not imbo mamish, there is no something tangible like sleep or something like that, mid araisa, the neder is not chal. But as we're going to learn, not on tomorrow's last, but in 2 days, we're going to learn daf tesvav that it is chal midrabanan. So the Ran points out that lechora, even though we say that it's chal midrabanan, the Gemara wants to give an answer that the Mishnah is working even on a level of araisa. So we could have answered, yeah, it's chal midrabanan. That's what the Mishnah meant. But we want to come on to a better answer that this is a din, which is Daraisa, and that's why we mentioned that the halacha over here is going to be even halacha midaraisa. Okay, with that we finished Kol Kinuye. Let's pick up with the next parak. So we described in the first parak, we discussed Nadarm that are going to be working. The Mishnah is now going to discuss Nadarm which are going to be not valid Nadarm. Ve'elu mutarin. So these are going to be minute, meaning that they're not a valid neder. Chulin sha'oichel lecha. If a person says, chulin, that which I eat of yours. So it's going to be like chulin to me without what I'm eating of yours. So chulin is totally mutter for me to eat. So clearly I didn't mean anything. The Gemara is going to even ask, what do you even say? This is bullshit, that doesn't work. Chulin sha'oichel lecha, or chulin sha'oichel lecha. That's the first case. Kibasar chazir, like pork. I'm not eating it like chazir to me. So as we pointed out, this is going to be hatfasa, and hatfasa has to be bedavar hanoder, something which a person can make a neder on. Something which is inherently usher, hatfasa does not work for, and that's that was the halacha that we discussed previously with regards to the halacha of hatfasa. Since inherently it's usher, then it's going to be something which is not going to be a valid neder. And now the Gemara is going to continue discussing different cases of things which are be'etzem aser, kavodas kochavim, like that of a avodas kochavim. As we know, velo savi toeva el beisecha, the pasuk says you're not allowed to have any benefit from it, and therefore it's going to be even more severe than chazer. It's aser even from any form of hanal whatsoever. So that's why that's going to be something which is be'etzem aser, keorus levuvin, the like skins of the heart. Apparently, it used to be a pagan custom, the Avodah Zarah, they used to be makar of their Avodah Zarah by opening a hole in the chest of the animal and taking out the heart, and then that whole animal apparently becomes usher. Even the skin of the animal is going to become usher, mitzad, that was part of their Avodah Zarah. So that also is going to be something which is inherently usher. Knevelos and trefos. Knevelos and trefos are going to be things which are, when an animal died without being shechted papa, that's a nevela. A trefa is an animal, has certain defects that which would assume that it was going to die, and therefore it's going to be usher. and they're only they're going to be usher, and therefore it's going to be also again something inherently usher. So the neder is not chal. All these are examples of atfasa bedavar is bein davar. It's not noder because it's beetsam usher. Kishkatim or ramsin, those are different types of crawling creatures, isser creatures which are like bugs and things of the like. Those are going to be usher. Kichalas aron uchushimasa, like aron's chala and his truma, those are things which is going to be be'etzem usher to non-kohanim, and therefore they're considered inherently usher, and they're not considered davar hanoder, and that is going to be usher, as we mentioned on this, on Daf Yud Beis, we discussed this a little bit, and all those examples, the Gemara, the Mishnah ends off, mutter, all these examples, that is going to be an example of something which is not a davar hanoder, and the is totally ineffective neder. And you don't even, you need to do, in this first statement of the Mishnah, you don't even need to do hataras nadar. That's how the Rishonim understand it, that you don't even need to do hataras nadar, whereas going to see in the Seifa that in the case of a merchant sends to a woman, Haomer Lishto is to his wife specifically. Reuven says to his wife Sarah, Haomer Lishto, Harei at alaik ima, you are like my mother. Lachor, what he means to say is like that I'm not having relations with you, just like it's also for me to have relations with my mother, and it's also for me to be with you like my mother. So again, this is a hatfasa bedavar that's not noder. A person is inherently usher to his mother. Yet the Mishnah tells us, Poschin lo pesach b'makom acher, that we find him literally in opening, we have to do a taras tadarim, we tell him to do a taras tadarim from annulling his neder from a different way. Even though, again, this is something which is inherently usher, the Mishnah ends off because shelo yakel rosh lekach, we don't want him to get used to being very lightheaded. We don't want him to be treating nedarim very in a non-serious manner, taking it like a joke and not taking it seriously. So therefore, we make him do hataras nedarim. So the question is why? What is the difference between this and the reisha? When a person says kibasar chaz or kodesh chavim, we don't make him do hataras nedarim. Whereas over here, we do. So that seems to be a difference in rishonim. Exactly why the reisha and the seifa require, again, it's all chumra midarabanan. It's a din darabanan because we're talking about. So that's the shaila here. So the rishonim explain that the seifa bepashis is talking about somebody who's an amar, somebody who doesn't know halacha whatsoever. So we're afraid that he's going to say, oh, I just made a neder asking my wife to me, and the Rabbanan say it's really totally fine. So maybe whenever I ask my wife to me, by saying it through any method of giving her benefit, it's always going to be mutter, which is not the case. Here was a specific reason because it was at fasa, which is asr, so that's why the neder isn't chal. He's going to do it, he's going to say to his wife the next day, you're like a korban to me, which is a perfectly valid neder. He's not going to do a taras nedarim, and he's not going to think that it's any issue whatsoever. So therefore, we're machmer because of the fact that he's an amaretz, whereas the Risha is talking about a normal person who knows the halachas, and that's why it's not. You don't require a taras nedarim. That's how Sar Mishonim, I believe that's how the Rambam explains it. Others want to say that no, when it comes specifically to the man relationship with his wife, a man oftentimes will get angry, specifically in Amar, it's more so than other people, angry at his wife, and we make all these crazy nedarim against her. So to that, the Mishnah wants to make sure that we don't do that to her, and therefore we say to them. That you should do a taras nedarim, so he doesn't get used to it. That the husband doesn't get used to making nedarim oftentimes with his wife, and therefore, as opposed to the first case, it could be even an amaretz. We won't make him do a taras nedarim. That would be the nafkamina between the Ran's explanation and the Rambam. Is that do we make an amaretz do a taras nedarim with the case of all the examples in the first case? Whereas the Rambam would probably say yes, because it's all about the amaretz doesn't know halacha. So we're afraid he's going to make an eder today about basar chazir, and tomorrow he's going to make an eder like a korban for any item, not just his wife or whatever it might be. And therefore, we make him do a taras nedarim across the board. Whereas the Ran would explain that no, the Reisha is talking about even Amaretz, and therefore, if for him, there is no Ataras Nedarim, and the Seifa is talking about Amaretz specifically vis-a-vis the racial relationship with his wife, in that example, we'll make him do Ataras Nedarim because we don't want him to get used to doing it, we don't want him to get used to the issue of being called with his wife, making Nedarim, and that specifically is the issue at hand. Okay, B'ezr Hashem, we'll pick up with Taima Damar Chulin Shol Chalaf in tomorrow's Daf.